I was talking to Charlie Schultz and suggested he get in touch with you. Has he talked to you the last day or two?
Yes, he talked to me Saturday, and I've got it.
I thought that if you could and would, that we want to be very careful that we don't sacrifice a dollar of federal interest. But I would like to have the most complete inventory that you can make of resources that are available that in due time will be marketed, or that whose negotiations can be stepped up if there's anything we can do about stepping up the Louisiana thing, or if there's anything we can do about while we do have relatively good times. I know that here, in a period of, if we have some downturn, that it may be reflected in the eagerness and the bidding and the purchase of others, and we don't know what the first 6 months looks extremely, extremely soft for us. And if that be true, it'll be reflected. It takes a year or two to get it back. And I thought that I should ask each department if they would to look over everything they have and make some pilot projects, make some tests to see if it might be possible to put any of that on the market. There are two real reasons for it. One is the downturn that could bring about that would generally depress everything. We don't expect to go back to 10 cent oil, but we could go down a good deal, and if it did, it wouldn't be too much interest. The second thing is that the revenue pictures are getting way off. They are dropping. We just, in the family, and but for your information only, when I went to the hospital about 3 or 4 weeks ago, the revenue was 124.7 for next year. Now it's down to 119 something. So if that happens, we are not only going to have a huge tax bill, which they are frightening Walter Heller and folks think will may throw us into a downturn more than we expect. That is one alternative we might have. The other, I think it would give Jerry Ford a good excuse if we have a $20 billion odd deficit submitted in our budget the first of the year. It'd give him an awfully good excuse to cut everything that we want to continue. Therefore, I know no department can make up anything like that difference. But if we can all do a little bit, as much as we can, by cutting down, and then if we can take our forests, and we can take our oil, and we can take our GSA, and we can take our surpluses, and our CCC supplies, and if we can take things of that nature and bring them up and maybe rework some of our withholdings, instead of a person withholding 70%, withhold 80 or something like that, we might be able to narrow that gap some. It now looks like if you count that we're not going to sell mortgages like it looks like we may not be able to on account of price, we'd have a budget of 142.3. Mm-hmm. If our revenue is running 119, you've got enough political sense that you can see 119 to 143 or 4. So if you have 25 billion, then the question would be, if you put a tax bill on, it will bring you less revenue than if you didn't. A lot of them are really afraid of that. You'd be surprised. I think the preponderant weight is there now, today, that if you just slap the tax bill a 10% surtax on, you pay a $1,000 tax, you'd pay $1,100. That's a relatively minor increase, but if you did that, instead of your paying $1,100, we estimate you'd probably pay $900. Because the gross national product would go down, the recession would set in, and there are a good deal of signs that is happening. And before it just got general, I would like for us to take half a dozen of the best experts we have. I don't know, I guess you're Bureau of Mines, man. I guess you're oil people. I guess anything of that type. But before it sets in and gets around, see if we couldn't, what we could do in that thing. Now, I gather that we're just waiting on the court on Louisiana, aren't we?
Well, there's always a possibility of settlement. We're going to take a good hard look at it. So we've got nearly $1 billion there that's sitting in escrow. And I think that we may be able to come up with something that would hasten it. I'm going to have my best people on it. Some of them work Saturday. See what we can do today.
That's good. And another thing, instead of letting our boys go around and bid all over the damn country from Bolivia on up, they're running out of Texas to do it. And not a one of them have ever mentioned it to me, so I don't know anything about it. I don't even know who bids. But instead of their doing it, if we could really test them, even if you might not accept them if they're not any good.
Mm-hmm.
But while things are good and times are high, a fellow will buy a racehorse for $1,000. He might not even give 50 for if his bankers are foreclosing on him. And now's a pretty good time before they hit them in the first of the year. They're going to be a little optimistic anything that we can do that way. I just take any damn thing that I had offered, any possibilities, and see, run some tests, see what, probe a little, see what it would do. I hate like hell to send up a $2 billion poverty program and have it eliminated, because we never will get started again.
Yeah. But we'll go right to work on it. We plan a major sale on the continental shelf next year. Another one. You know, we do one of these every 2 or 3 years, Mr. President, and we thought next year was a good time. We've already indicated we were going to do it. We might make that a bigger one than we had contemplated.
If you do that, you might protect yourself by calling in and taking charge of it yourself. Selling a little bit and get you 2 or 3 university top geologists that would advocate that, and get you 1 or 2 retired oil specialists that would do it, give you a little board that would urge you to do it.
Yeah.
You know, so that you're protected and so that they recommend it and so on and so forth. And then try to enlarge it as much as you can. It'll be of great help, and you have been of great help. Now, what is the situation with our park here? Parklands the state's acquiring. We have just about finished acquiring. We have one more piece in condemnation, and the jury has given a determination of it. But we will have up close to $300,000 now. What do we have to do to get that fund that we talked about? You said could be used to match it. What has to be done?
Well, all that Will Odom and his group have to do, Mr. President, is to indicate they are ready for a matching operation, and we can match either for development or for acquisition.
What I would like to do, without having anything to do with it, they're independent, but I would like to try to get your people. I got Connie Worth and Lawrence Rockefeller. He's going to help some.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to get something in there just as quickly as we can. Now, the acquisition should be completed this month, and it's better that we not get y'all involved in a lot of publicity, because they've just been quarreling. All they want to do is run the price up. They don't have any other desire. And most of them are good people, but they get misled, old dog Trey. And I guess they're a total of maybe 10 owners. Now, eight of them have already sold. They have all made huge profits. It's run land that would be worth 50, I guess. I paid 50 for mine across directly from my house in 52. But I guess the fact the president lives here does give them right to have more money. But it from agricultural standpoint, it's now worth between 100 and 200. Although I'm paying 400 for some that joins me on this side of the river. All of them have gotten a minimum $450, and this other fellow that's fussed all got all the networks helping him. He's getting about $1,200, $1,500. But we'll have him out. It's not many acres, 47. And Lawrence Rockefeller said the best thing is just go on and get rid of him. Said he'd pay it if he need to. We haven't taken any of his money at all. But he said just get it out of the papers. Go on, buy it. Said he's found out a long time ago that you don't save anything by fighting them for a year or so. But the trustees have been the parks board, and they felt like, because they were state officials, that they would be criticized if they gave them outlandish prices. But the commissioner's court's been giving them to them, and they finished them all up now, except two little tracts. One that were bogus sales. They sold a few feet to a number of people in San Antonio who have no real need for them. They just sold them so they could write them up. And then the 47 acres. 47 acres been decided, so we just have one little tract. And that'll be finished this month. Now, what they want to do is they want to put something in operation right quick so that they don't have so people don't think it's just a LBJ Protection Society. And Lawrence and his group and the recreation group have given a little thought. And we've had the folks down here, too, that are private people kind of give thoughts. And I want Lady Bird to tell you what they have in mind and let you be thinking about it, because I really want a first-class thing. We don't have much money, and I don't want a lot of money thrown around. I don't want anything the federal government that anybody else is not entitled to. And it's no interest to us, except it'll bring more people and give us more trouble. But we really want it to be good taste. And she had an almighty something that y'all had talked about out in Arizona, and here she is.
All right, that's fine.
Sort of lay out a budget and see what we can do, and then move forward. Just build it. You match money, however, for development and not for land acquisitions?
No, it's available for either.
I see.
For either one.
Because we'll have enough to acquire all the land, but it looks like there will be nothing left over for development.
That's right.
And something has got to, some evidence of development should take place within the next few months, I should think.
Yeah. Well, we can match for development, and it may very well be when they get the land acquired that they might want to have the legislature put up a little development money, which could be matched. You get out of the controversial phase of it. But we can do whatever they're ready to have done.